Random House Audio presents Fried Green Tomatoes at the Whistle Stop Cafe by Fanny Flagg. Read for you by Lorna Raver. The Weems Weekly, Whistle Stop, Alabama's Weekly Bulletin, June 12, 1929. Cafe opens. The Whistle Stop Cafe opened up last week, right next door to me at the post office, and owners Iggy Threadgood and Ruth Jameson said business has been good ever since. Iggy says that for people who know her not to worry about getting poisoned, she is not cooking. All the cooking is being done by two colored women, Sipsy and Onzel, and the barbecue is being cooked by Big George, who is Onzel's husband. If there is anybody who has not been there yet, Iggy says that the breakfast hours are from 5:30 to 7:30, and you can get eggs, grits, biscuits, bacon, sausage, ham and red-eye gravy, and coffee for 25 cents. For lunch and supper, you can have fried chicken, pork chops and gravy, catfish, chicken and dumplings, or a barbecue plate, and your choice of three vegetables, biscuits or cornbread, and your drink and dessert for 35 cents. She said the vegetables are creamed corn, fried green tomatoes, fried okra, collard or turnip greens, black-eyed peas, candied yams, butter beans or lima beans, and pie for dessert. My other half, Wilbur, and I ate there the other night, and it was so good, he says he might not ever eat at home again. Ha ha, I wish this were true. I spend all my time cooking for the big lug, and still can't keep him filled up. By the way,